Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we've got a short but important lesson. Let's call it a devotion. Here we go. You know, at best, human beauty is fleeting. And we've all witnessed the pathetic parade of those who just can't handle that fact. They simply cannot tolerate their own, call it, wilting. You know, nature's beauty is also temporal, though it tends to last a little longer. And of course, the old adage, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, is talking about what the eye can behold. That's because the grandest beauty is not in the skin or the landscape. You may behold it, but not with your eyes. David the king spoke of it. One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. That's Psalms 27. He spoke of the beauty that only your soul and spirit can enjoy, because only those parts of you desire it. And this is very important to you, and if you seriously want to know the Lord, because you will ask yourself, what does one do in the house of the Lord? What do we do as we inquire in his temple? Yeah, you know, worship. That's the purpose. And as we behold the Lord's beauty, guess what? It's contagious. Both his beauty and his holiness. That's why David proclaimed in Psalms 29, "Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." What captured the king's eye was the beauty of Bathsheba. You remember that story. But what captured his soul was the beauty of the Lord. The former led to catastrophe, though God, in his mercy, redeemed it. The latter led to eternity, that is, an eternal relationship. The glorious thing about beauty is that it's present with us now as we worship in spirit and in truth, that is, in the beauty of holiness. And it's promised to us forever. As Isaiah foretold in Isaiah 33, he said, "Your eyes will see the king in his beauty. They will see the land that is very far off." That's New Jerusalem. You see, no pun intended, the land is very far off. The land will one day, though, be very close. John the Apostle saw this in Revelations 3. He said, "He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name." He also wrote in Revelations 21:2, "Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." Dear friends, eternal beauty, the beauty of the Lord, the beauty of holiness is simply indescribable. And you can only witness him in the Spirit, who, if you are born again, is in you.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm, and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.